Houston, Rocky Durango, Dan Post, Lucchese Boots, along with Minnetonka Moccasins and Stetson Hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Here. See, that's why it's important. You take heed what you listen to. I only had to bind up one weatherman this time. Only one. I remember one. He was talking. I said, "I bind you in Jesus' name." And you know what? Honestly, I saw his countenance change. He kind of backed up off the... Because he was lying. He was trying to promote fear. I said, "No, no, no fear here." You see, fear is a portal. Here's why we cannot be variable. Fear might come, but you don't have a fearful spirit. You know, you're looking at your phone and you step off the curb about to cross the street and suddenly a bus come by, your heart go to pounding. That's sudden fear. But that doesn't mean you fearful. That don't mean I'm afraid to cross the street now. For a moment, my heart was pounding. I remember going to see them lions on that safari. If you looked at my shirt, you could see my heart. It was fearful, but I'm not afraid today. But in that moment, you understand what I mean? Be not afraid of sudden fear. There are things that might frighten you or startle you, but you don't walk in a spirit of fear. You shake that off. You're not scared of the dark now because something came out of the dark at you one day. No, you don't have that spirit. You don't receive that. That's not your choice. So it's real important that we understand that Adam, while in the garden, he became the judge of what was good and what was evil. Now, based upon that, let me go back to victory in your voice. This is part two. And I really want to bring this home. I think this is a very opportune time for a message like this so that we're not just praying presumptuous, perfunctory, scared prayers. And I know God hears us no matter what. He's merciful to us. But there's a place. Jesus said, "The work I do, you'll do also. And even greater work." One day, God's going to let me unravel that. Because I know, it doesn't make a lot of sense to preach a lot of things that you know are just going to go out the door. But we're prepping for that, our capacity for that. Some of our struggles must come to an end. And it's not physical. It's spiritual and it's soulish. When you get the victory in your mind, a whole lot of drama ceases. A whole lot of stuff stops pressuring you. And nothing in your circumstances necessarily changed. It's you've changed. It's you've become buoyant. You've gotten above it. Are you hearing? That's what this journey is all about. It's not just about being saved and going to heaven. It's about who you become in this life, in this dress rehearsal. Amen. We're actually just preparing for eternity. And you won't be, playing little guitars all around the throne, little harps floating around all heaven all day. There might be time you play a harp and sing and that, but that ain't going to be all. You're going to have work to do. Amen. Hello? I said there's going to be assignments for you to partake of. Amen. So let's take a look. We talked about Cain and Abel, and I was attempting to bring them into a type. Cain was first, and we find in the Bible where it says that he was of his father, the devil. Cain was of the wicked seed. He was first. He was born of the natural. He was born from the fallen nature. But then there was Abel. Cain, his name means appointed. Eve, when he was born, thought that he was the appointed seed, because the Lord prophesied to Eve and said that the seed of the woman is going to bruise the head of the serpent. Okay, it was the prophecy of the coming Messiah, and that it would be through a seed. But then there was Abel, whose name means vanity. They didn't think much of Abel. Abel took on the lowliest job. Now hear me and hear the principle involved here. Took on the lowliest job of being a keeper, a tender of sheep, a shepherd. But God had chosen, when he first redeemed Adam and Eve, in other words, he covered them. See, because they were the first ones to try religion. They found they were naked when they fell and sought to cover themselves. See, that's religious stuff. I don't care how you did your beads through that storm or held on to your cross. That's all religious stuff. Hold on to that cross didn't do anything. It's are you hearing me? It's religiosity. And I'm not criticizing a denomination or anything, but come on, let's be for real. I don't care how many times you do this. It's religious stuff. You know, in Israel, they go up against the Wailing Wall. And if you go close enough, you'll see their little messages, little prayers stuck all in the wall, all over the place. And they give you this little cardboard beanie. You go, and what they do, they pray. And they're orthodox. They pray. They have the phylacteries on, their prayer requests, and all the word of God, and they're doing that. All that's religious stuff. Amen. Now, I'm not being critical. I'm being for real. Amen. It's just religiosity, and it has no value. Amen. What has value is faith. Amen. And relationship. Amen. And your faith in the one whose name is Jesus. Amen. That's where it starts, not in a bunch of religious jargon and religious acts, because you got thousands upon thousands, maybe millions upon millions of people that go through religiosity, take communion, go to confession, like that priest that's in there smoking, or molesting, or whatever. Like he has some kind of clout with God. Tell somebody, this thing is personal. Amen. You know, so much as religion has twisted, and I'm chomping at the bit to get into the way of Cain, because he started it. But Mary has never been the way. Nothing is said about Mary being the way. Jesus said, I am the way. But again, you have religious spirits that have taken and twisted and taken Jesus out of his place and put someone else there. Some of the groups call him just a prophet. Yeah, he was a prophet. He was a wise. He was a good teacher. No, he was the Son of God and is the Son of God. The Redeemer, the Savior, the one that died. See what distinguishes what distinguishes salvation from religion. No religion has anything to do with a resurrection. That you just out there somewhere after it's over. Somewhere what? Oh, 14 new wives. That kind of food. But see, salvation has resurrection because number one, God has given the earth to men. Heaven is not going to be your permanent home. Hello? As a matter of fact, if you go there now, you have no authority there. Your authority is here on the earth. Your body is what gives you authority. And until that body is changed, that corruptible put on the incorruption, then you'll have authority there. Amen. But anyway, where was I? Cain and Abel. I'm just trying to help you. Give you some basis for stuff, because religion doesn't help. It only hinders. Whew. The Lord told the Pharisees. Now, he spoke to the Pharisees and he said, this generation. Remember he said, he called them this generation. When you hear the Lord say this generation, he's not talking about a 40-year span. He's talking about a seed. All the way from Cain. All the way. The Pharisees were a fruit of Cain. So when he talked about that generation, he's talking about the whole everything in that line. So read it differently when he talks about generation. And he talked about this generation shall not pass until they see all the, he's talking about our generation. The generation of the righteous. Okay, I don't want to overfeed you. And I don't want you to throw anything up. Okay? So Cain and Abel, a type. I want to get this across tonight. They're a type. Cain was brought forth first, but the Bible says his father was the father of lies. He was of his father, the devil. He was of that wicked one. In Jude, Cain is said to have been of that wicked one. And Abel was an appointed one, a shepherd. Now, Cain was a tiller of the ground. Somewhere he chose to believe and follow Satan. Abel was a shepherd. Now, the way that God had set this thing up was that there needed to be a sacrifice. They could come to the place of the garden where the cherubim was guarding the entrance, but they were taught by Adam and Eve that you needed a sacrifice. Remember, they sowed fig leaves and God took the leaves. He sacrificed, some say a lamb, it'd be symbolic of the Lamb of God, and clothed them. And that was sufficient. What God did for them was sufficient, not what they did for themselves. Now, let's take a look at this. This is foundation. Cain would bring his, now Cain would plant his seed, water it, work it, bring it up, harvest it. Finally, one day he thought, you know, I'm tired of having to go and get a sacrifice from Abel, his younger brother. Some say they were twins, but he was the younger. See, he was of that wicked one. And you see, the devil is always going to stir up something. You know, if you're a child of the devil, you're serving the devil. He's always, you're not going to have rest.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.